when it comes to the intangibles, Terrell's the total package. Seen a lot of growth at him as a rookie. Really liked him coming out of Baylor. And I knew a lot of what people wouldn't like him for the things that in my mind don't matter as much in football. We're lucky to have him. I think his teammates would tell you we're lucky to have him. And, you know, there's a lot of room for growth with him. There's a lot of meat on the bone still for him. So it's been a pleasure to be around him these last 3 years.
Bobby Babich on Terrell Bernard. Bills over the Ravens last night, on to Kansas City once again for a playoff matchup with the Chiefs. This will be 4 in 5 years, 3 in Kansas City. I don't know what's left to say about Bills and Chiefs.
I suppose Babich is referring to what? Size?
Measurables.
Really? Measurables, really. That's got to be it. Bernard is, you know, a relatively undersized guy, but man, excellent player. Just excellent player. I mentioned this earlier. I don't know how many of you have seen it. I don't think I retweeted it, so you maybe didn't see it from me, but the play he makes on Andrews obviously is great. He goes for the punch and gets it on that try, but I saw a slow-mo replay of that, and he punches with the right arm, and his momentum is carrying him. Like, Andrews is turning from his left to right, and so Bernard's doing the opposite, right? That he's reaching around him. His left arm is going for the ball in case he missed it the first time. Like, he's going around Andrews' back to try to punch it out, but the ball's already on the ground, and he just, of course, corrals it, and the Bills get that big turnover. And that was, I mean, that was a huge, huge play. Like, the Bills are up by, at that point, 5, right? They'd already kicked the 24-19 field goal. But here's Baltimore. The Bills have, you know, 21-10 coming out of the half, and it's punt and punt. And like, big play. The Bills were able to eat a bunch of clock, get down there. They failed to get in the end zone, but I think it was the right call to kick the field goal to get the 8-point lead. You know, they got to do two things to beat me, not even beat me, just tie me now. And I think McDermott made the right decision there. I'm not even sure what the bot still exists, the New York Times bot or whatever.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I haven't seen a lot of – I've seen some people opine that it was the right call, but that could just be you're telling me that because it worked, which, you know, is fine. I don't know if the math was telling him to kick a field goal there or not. Maybe it was pretty close because of the score of the game at the time.
You know, you're talking about the last Bills field goal.
The last field goal to make it an 8-point game, yeah.
McDermott said it was the 3-yard line, and if they were closer, they might have been inclined to go. I believe him on that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they would have or not, they would have wanted to be in Josh Allen will just score automatically range. And I guess the 3 isn't it. I didn't think it was the 3-yard line. Watching the game, I thought Allen went down 2 plays prior on purpose to bleed the clock there to the 1. He sort of jerked his head to look to the sideline. Maybe he's looking at the yard line, but I had that feeling when he did that. We've seen that before. Like, the game they won in Baltimore a few years ago now was a game where maybe it was Singletary, but like down at the 1, and that's smart. I mean, teams probably should do. The best play in football is a 9-yard play to get to 2nd and 1 because these guys are so odd. If you have the guy, not if you have Matthew Stafford, but if you've got Allen, like, you want to be in 2nd and 1, you can do anything you want, and you'll almost never not convert. And what you have in front of you goes down at the 1. Maybe it wasn't on purpose. I didn't hear him asked about it. And so I think they spotted him back, like,
they
the
did.
2.
Like 1.5, 2. And so they didn't tush-push. Romo was calling for it, right, because that's 2nd and goal. And, like, just line up and do it twice. Like, is Romo, or 3 times if you need to. Like, and I'm nodding as that's being said, but they didn't choose to do that. And instead, right, 3rd down is this, they're in shotgun, and it's just a quarterback draw anyway. And they had Hollins on that play too, I think. Like, that if I'm remembering the sequence correctly, like, that, you know, the Ravens didn't buy it for a second, but nobody guarded Hollins. Like, Hollins is there and just sort of drifts out to his left. And I mean, if they had wanted to use that play. It was there. Maybe something to file away for a goal to go or a tight like third and two, fourth and two for this game coming up against the Chiefs. We'll see if they play it the same way. But that, yeah, that's the play. Then Allen looks like he's going to chest pass it to Cook for just a moment. That scared the ever-living crap out of me. And then it's field goal time.
Just save it for the Super Bowl.
Right.
I think it's the second fumble Andrews has lost in his career. One in 2019 and then last night.
Man,
I have 7 fumbles on Pro Football Reference, 1 lost. 5 years ago, and then last night.
Obviously, tough night for him. I mean, he had a drop earlier in the game, too, on what looked like a pretty easy pitch and catch. Would have been a decent game, too. Easy for me to say. I'm not the one playing in freezing rain or snow or whatever the hell was going on last night. But, very, very tough for a player who's been so good for them for quite a long time. The fumble play and then the drop two-pointer, just big gaffes.
Here's Carlo next. Hi, Carlo.
Hey, hi. How are you?
Good, thank you.
This is a great segue into what I wanted to talk about or comment on was a lot of, chat last week about how Josh has come into his own in terms of maturity and where he is now in his career with just getting to win and what it takes to get win. He doesn't have to be Superman anymore. I think the biggest play of the game yesterday or call the game, maybe not a physical one but a mental one, was by McDermott on that decision to kick it or go for 7. And you saw him run down the sideline to see exactly where the ball was. You could see in his face that the stress to make that call, but that was the call of the game. I think that was the play of the game, over and above the fumble, to get the field goal, go up by 8. It's 2 scores. They gotta at least tie it with a 2-pointer, and he deserves a lot of credit, and he's come in his own the last couple of weeks in terms of coaching, where there's some questions out there about, where does he stand in the coach rating. But he showed a lot of courage and guts and smarts yesterday to get the win. We're up here in Toronto, a lot of Bills fans. I've been here since Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, and I hope they win it for those guys and they go all the way. Go Bills, go. Cheers.
Thank you, Carlo. Cheers to you as well.
Let's go to Michael next. Hi, Michael.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you. Bulldog, I called you about, it was about 5 weeks ago after when they lost to the Rams. I was talking about when the Rams, they said the Bills felt they had more intensity than we did. And you had asked a question of why Belichick would work at a college, and I told you it was so he can find a younger girlfriend.
Okay.
All right. Anyway.
You remember that? Okay. So anyhow, you see, we're workout guys. You and I talked about that, right?
Okay, yes. I remember now, Michael. I don't remember the Belichick thing, but whatever. I got a lousy memory.
But, hey, I want to tell you, 36 years without taking a week off from lifting weights. Just celebrated that.
Good for you.
So, yeah, glory to God. I want to ask you guys what you thought about what you think about the comparison of the offensive line at Kansas City compared to the Ravens. I thought the Ravens offensive line actually did a pretty darn good job yesterday. And, of course, the Bills defense held their own. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know what you guys think of, when comparing the two.
Well, I think Kansas City, they had a tough time on Saturday. And I don't know if the Bills do not have Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. Coming off the edges. They haven't been, to me, dominant up there, but the Chiefs have moved some pieces around. They've got Joe Tooney, a great guard, playing tackle now because they had so much trouble keeping someone who could do the job on the field at that spot. But I think they can be had out there.
I think I've seen the right tackle commit a false start penalty approximately 50 times.
Right, that's Juwan Taylor, I think, is that guy's name. So Tooney's out on the left side. Taylor's over here. The middle's good, but the middle's weakened by Tooney being out on the left at tackle. So, we'll see. I don't think the Bills I don't feel like going into any game I'm expecting them to wreak havoc up front. I think they might have learned, maybe, we'll see what they do with Mahomes. These great quarterbacks normally eat up the blitz. But they went after Jackson last night, and he ended up, you know, eating plenty as that game went on, but they also got him to make mistakes. The trick is Mahomes is not Jackson. Like, as excellent as Jackson was all year in the playoffs, he has been prone to forcing it, getting tight, whatever it is. I don't know what, I mean, it's just bad luck, but you can get him even if you're not putting him on the ground. Mahomes is a different thing. Like, I'm not optimistic about the Bills just getting to Mahomes in this game. I think they're going to have to find a different way to win the game.
It's tougher on the road, too.
Yep.
Three playoff meetings. You know, I have it written. We've referred to it. 8 touchdown passes. 3 playoff meetings against the Bills. Games against the Bills. 8 touchdown passes, no picks. 26 incompletions is all. 325, 378, and then only 215 last year. More of an efficient game, but not fireworks. Thanks, Michael. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, with Sal Capaccio coming up in less than 20 minutes. This is WGR.